Prime Minister Andrei Babiš has said that to bring a halt to illegal migration, a comprehensive action plan for the entire EU is needed, and the Czech Republic is ready to prepare just such a proposal. He has even floated the idea of the protection of EU borders being transferred to the NATO level. Brian Kennedy has more.
Mr. Babiš left Tuesday morning for an official visit to Italy at the invitation of his Italian counterpart, Giuseppe Conte, which was extended in July after the Czech Prime Minister rejected Rome's request for help in settling some 450 migrants rescued from a Mediterranean fishing boat. In Mr. Babiš's view, those people were economic migrants engaged in asylum shopping, which is to say, not seeking the first safe harbor from a conflict, but a better life in the most prosperous EU country that will have them. And the bloc must send a clear message that illegal immigration won't be tolerated.
I'm convinced Europe must have a plan to resolve the migration question in a comprehensive way. We've lost 4 years foolishly debating quotas. In short, the message being sent is that Europe is open and that we have to care for everyone who comes illegally and will disperse them amongst us.
Plans to reform the so-called Dublin Regulation on responsibility for asylum seekers are pitting Italy and other Mediterranean states, which want to disperse migrant arrivals around the EU, against inland states such as the Czech Republic, which are rejecting mandatory quotas. Mr. Babiš, who will also visit Malta to discuss immigration, says he does not expect concrete results from Tuesday's meeting, but he does want to know firsthand the views of countries on the front lines, as he puts it. In particular, he wants to know if Mr. Conte also believes that Frontex, the EU agency charged with protecting the bloc's borders, needs to have significantly expanded powers and personnel, and in that regard, have its current annual budget trebled to some 10 billion euros. Mr. Babiš said that a comprehensive EU plan must be drafted and that his own government is ready to do this, but agreement within the bloc itself is only the first step.
We must then negotiate with Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya and Egypt about them stopping migration at their southern borders. Then we need a comprehensive plan for Africa, for the individual countries from where these migrants are coming. They are economic migrants, not people fleeing war.
Mr. Babiš has also floated the idea of protection of EU borders being transferred to the NATO level. Regardless the chosen path, he said, until a solution is found, his government will not agree to take in a single illegal migrant. And frontline countries such as Italy, Malta, Spain, and Greece should do the same.